Following his acclaimed television adaptation of Tony Kushner's Angels in America, director Mike Nichols has turned to a four-character romantic drama by the English playwright Patrick Marber. Closer stars a quartet of well-known actors, Julia Roberts, Jude Law, Clive Owen, and Natalie Portman. Film critic David Edelstein says the movie takes a cold look at modern relationships.
I love it when movie stars talk dirty. Their images are so sanitized, and there isn't much sex in mainstream American movies to begin with. So give me Clive Owen interrogating Julia Roberts about oral sex with Jude Law, or Owen being straddled by Star Wars' icy princess Natalie Portman making crude anatomical references, and I'm a happy little voyeur. On the other hand, Closer doesn't have actual sex. The undressing is all psychological. The film is based on a play by Patrick Marber and directed by Mike Nichols, the king of anti-romantic cinema, who made his name with Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Carnal Knowledge, and other fashionably cynical portraits of heterosexual nastiness. This one is a sort of hermetically sealed chamber drama in which four strangers play musical beds. In the beginning, buttoned-up obituary writer Dan, that's Jude Law, meets punky magenta-haired sexpot Alice, played by Natalie Portman, when they lock eyes on a London street. And then, boom, she gets hit by a car. They chat and flirt in the hospital waiting room, then on a bus, then in front of his workplace, and you can tell this is an opened-up play because the conversation is fluid, even though the settings keep changing. Then there's a jump in time. Dan has written a novel about Alice and is having his book jacket picture taken by Anna, that's Julia Roberts. After more psychological undressing, they go into a long lip lock, which is when Portman's Alice shows up and things get dicey. Dan is so frustrated, he goes on the internet and pretends he's a woman named Anna and has cyber sex with dermatologist Larry, played by Clive Owen. Then he directs Larry to the real Anna's favorite spot, the aquarium.
You are Anna.
I'm sorry, did I photograph you? Did we meet somewhere?
Come on, don't play games, you nymph of the net.
Excuse me?
You were out for it yesterday.
Was I?
Yeah. Why do I feel like a pervert?
I think you're the victim of a practical joke.
I am so sorry. No. We spoke on the net last night, and now you've seen me.
I wasn't on the net last night.
Where were you between the hours of 6:45 and 7 p.m.?
That's really none of your business. Where were you?
On the net talking to you. Well, I was talking to someone.
Someone pretending to be me. I think you were talking to Daniel Wolf.
Who?
This guy I know. It's him.
No, I was talking to a woman.
How do you know?
Believe me, she was a woman. She wasn't, was she?
There is something thrilling about the instant intimacies of beautiful people. And the title Closer is apt, since the deeper the emotion, the tighter and crueler are Nichols' close-ups. He really gets in their nice faces. The movie is about how people bond and then need, for some perverse but deeply human reason, to test those bonds, which is a terrible idea. It's not an accident that a key disastrous conversation occurs in an opera house playing Così fan tutti, Mozart's bitter farce of two men testing their fiancé's fidelity. I'm not going to spoil it by telling you who ends up with whom, but it's worth pointing out that the two characters who at first appear to be victimized end up as victors. They're the unromantic ones, the ones who calculate coldly the relationship between sex and power. Now, if your taste runs to psychodrama with arch-theatrical banter and booming dramatic beats, you'll probably be blown away by Closer. It certainly has more nuances than comparable exercises by Neil LaBute. But it's in the same arena, and I found it sour and airless, with the feel of a mathematical proof. The acting is superb, though, with one exception. Jude Law was in Alfie a few weeks ago, and although his character here is supposed to have depth, it's hard to see him as anything but a callow womanizer. Natalie Portman has a chance to prove she's not the petrified zombie of those Star Wars pageants. She's raw here, with a pleading presence that can suddenly turn cold. Clive Owen is stunning, too. I'd never before noticed his big choppers, the center of his frightening big bad wolf leer. He's the rough-trade Lennon to Jude Law's fine-featured McCartney. My favorite of the quartet, though, is Julia Roberts. She gives the quietest, least ostentatious performance, wary but exquisitely vulnerable. The oddest thing about Closer is that it's being hailed as an event for putting sex front and center, but it's a sort of film that makes you think twice about having it, or at least risking intimacy given the inevitability of betrayal. It's actually the perfect sex movie for a puritanical culture.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.